right, welcome to Never Outside with Julie and Kat. Today we have a really fun guest. Julie, can you tear up?
Gina Goss is here, is joining us from Carolina. She just a gem of a girl, and Shane too, her husband, defenseman for the Hurricanes. They're gearing up for the conference finals, and we're just going to catch up with her all things hockey in Carolina. They're sick tailgates that they have before these games, and life as a new mom, kind of in the hockey world and adjusting to that, and how she describes Shane. So that will be up next. But we had a busy weekend, Kat.
I was going to say, speaking of tailgates in Carolina and concerts, whatever, you and I went to the same concert in two completely different states within 24 hours, which is crazy.
A little mind-blowing, but also a reminder of just like these artists can get to A to B within 5 minutes, while it takes us days on end to travel. But we both went to Post Malone. I went last night. He was with Jelly Roll on that big-ass stadium tour. And you were in Alabama?
I was in Alabama at the Gulf Shores. I went to this festival. He was Friday night. And he was in the house next to us, too. So it was just so wild. You were like, hey, I'm going to Post Malone tomorrow. I was like, wait, what?
I know. Here. Well, my personality trait was like, you can't be going to Post Malone. I can't be going to Post Malone like that close to each other. And then it was like, yeah, you can. They're, you know, that's how they do tours.
Yep.
And it was just funny. I went into like type May mode. Like, there's no way. Anyways, super fun. We went with a couple of Jeff's teammates and some friends. Oh, the best part about our concert. So he was with Jelly Roll, and Jelly Roll opened, and I was actually probably more pumped to see Jelly Roll. I love Post Malone, but like I'm just not the biggest Post Malone fan. Like I'm like the Top Tracks fan.
Yeah.
But during Jelly Roll, Eminem came out and surprised everybody in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I saw that.
My dream has always been to go to a Detroit. We always like. In Detroit, going to a concert, I've always wanted Eminem or Kid Rock to come out. Like, always, because it's like, they live right behind whatever, and they just pop in for a song. Like, it always at Pine Knob, like the smaller, you know, kind of amphitheater up here. I've just always wanted that, and last night it happened. And Eminem came out with Jelly Roll, and it was
What was the
everything.
First song?
They just sang the Lose Yourself together, and it was... Oh. Literally electric, like my ears were ringing afterwards, like the whole stadium went berserk, as you would suspect.
In Detroit.
in Detroit. Insane. And it was it was 2 minutes, peace out, I'm out, and like done. I could have left. That was amazing. But yeah, it was so cool. So now that was checked off. Now I'm like, okay, I got to see Kid Rock do the same thing, because then it's just the people here love their homegrown boys. He's Jelly Roll sang like a Bob Seger song too. So that was really cool. Just the love that the Detroit artists have for each other is.
The crowd vibe must have been insane. From my Alabama concert, the best vibe was when T-Pain came out, because first of all, I love me some T-Pain. He's amazing. I had him sing a national anthem when I worked for the Dodgers, and it was the most beautiful national anthem I've ever heard in my life, because he does not need auto-tune. And he came out, and he, you know, the auto-tune's happening, whatever, and then he started singing, and he's got the voice of an angel. So that kind of like the same thing. The crowd was like, you know, it's always electric. So
yeah,
we had a good music weekend. Look at us in our summers.
I know, just off with a bang here now that we have no agendas.
Speaking of a bang, it smells like Ty's burning down the house right now with something he's cooking. So that's fun too.
Maybe he's trying to surprise you with a welcome home dinner.
Smells, yes. I'm a little worried.
Should we pause and go check?
I don't know. But yeah, just a little concerned. So maybe let's tee up to the guests. Cause.
That's so funny. Well, yes, you go check on the fire issue. But up next, we're going to talk with Gina and try to convince her to share the second playoff jacket that the Carolina Wives have planned, and get all the vibes that are going into the conference finals there for the Hurricanes. So that's going to be up next.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are in full swing, and Energy Line with Nate and JSB and iHeart Podcast is a must-listen from now until the cup is lifted.
Expect top-line guests each episode, and some will be legends.
Six-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier joins us.
The 94 Cup was otherworldly. The history, the energy, I don't know if I'll ever be involved in something that magical.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Energy Line with Nate and JSB, and listen now.
Welcome back to Never Offside. We're here with Gina Gossespierre today, wife of Shane Gossespierre of the Carolina Hurricanes. Welcome, Gina. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming on after dark.
Yes. Thank you so much. If you hear shouting in the background right now, I've got a couple managing bedtime by themselves. So, Gina, if you can believe it. So Gina and I were together last year in Detroit. So she got to be part of our wild and crazy circus here. The Petrie household was never a dull moment. But now you guys are in Carolina heading to the conference finals. How's it? How's the energy there? How exciting has playoffs been?
It's been so exciting. Like, just the building and stuff in Carolina, everyone's so loud. The fans are so great. The games are so fun. It's been great.
I love it. We always talk about, like, the vibes of fans. So just give us, like, the exact vibe of, like, kind of, like, their personality when they're...
Well, everyone down here is so nice, so friendly. There's never like booing or anything against our own team. I feel like it's always really positive, really upbeat. A change of pace from fans in the past, but.
Yeah, you guys have obviously had all the different markets. You've had Detroit, Philly, Arizona. You know, you've kind of had a taste of it all. So I can imagine, is it more just like the you leave the rink and you can leave hockey at the rink, like outside of the rink?
Yes, definitely, especially for Shane and stuff. Like, there's not like a lot of like pressure from the media and like pressure from fans. Like, I just feel like everyone here is so nice, a little laid back. It's been great.
I love
What's
that.
What's the vibe in terms of like watching the games during playoffs with like the other girls and stuff? Like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, so Carolina is like one of the teams that lets you tailgate before the games. So for our home games, cool. Yeah, it's Ooh. Great. So for the home games, we'll all tailgate. We'll get there like an hour or two before and we'll tailgate before the games. And then when the guys are away, one of the girls will like host all the away games and we'll all watch them together.
That's so fun.
That's so cool. I actually did not know that somehow, the tailgating thing.
No, the tailgating is so fun. It's the best part.
When you have, like, good weather all the time, it's welcome. It's encouraged. Yeah. But typically only, like, football games you think of tailgating before.
So is it, like, for other sports that you've been to, like, what is the tailgate vibe? Like, is it, like, going to, like, a football game? Like, what kind of tailgate is it?
I mean, I don't attend many sporting events other than hockey games, but all the girls like will like bring like one thing each, like food or drinks. And then we like set up like a big table. We play flip cup before. One of the wives always makes Jello shots. So it's like a tradition to take Jello shots.
Oh, I love this. Wow. So is there like a ringleader that's like bringing the table or whatever? Like, is it just like a whole to do?
The team actually sets it up for us. They set us up like a table and a tent. So we just roll in with the food and drinks and we're good to go.
That is so cool. Awesome. I love that. Do you guys have a lot of, Gina, your new mom in this hockey world this year, little Daxie baby joined us, little baby boy. Does he attend any of the games or any of the playoff games? I mean, he's still so little.
No. I took him to like a few games in the like, shortly after I had him. It's just a lot of work, like a lot of work. So I don't enjoy myself as much as I would like to when I bring him. So I brought him to actually like the first playoff game because it was earlier. And now he has his bedtime. He has his routine. So he goes to bed and I go to the game.
I love that for you. It's probably more relaxing when playoffs are typically not even relaxing with or without kids. So I get that.
And how old is he now?
He is almost 4 months.
Oh. How has so you had him during the middle of the season? Like, how was all of that? Like, did you have any crazy like birth story with Shane being on the road or whatnot? I mean, like, girls have some wild stories.
Yeah, no, it was actually planned. It was a planned C-section, so not too much craziness. It just, we knew what was happening. Shane played a game the night I gave birth, though, so he left pretty quick after. Yeah, and then the next day he had to go on the road for a few days, but it was fine because it was like a week before like their long break, so I had him home for like 2 weeks after that, so...
Oh, well, good. Have the, like, the change of routine or anything, has that, you know, it's always just kind of throws everything off for a second. And have you found that, I mean, I know Shane's personality, but, like, have you guys found it difficult or easy to adjust to?
It's been easier and better than I was expecting it to be. I feel like now that he's on like a good routine, like luckily he's a good eater, he's a good sleeper. Now he goes to bed at like 7 p.m. and we like have our nights together back again. I mean, the first month was rough. He was up all the time and so was I. But my mom flew in and helped for a bit, so that was nice. But now we like found our sweet spot and it's getting easier.
How was that sleep-wise for Shane, like with like having a
Shane
nap
slept and... like a baby. He wasn't affected.
They always do. Yeah, and everybody naps now. Now both your boys have nap times.
Yeah, yeah. Both the boys, both the dogs. It's just a full house of napping except for me.
That's so funny. It's how it rolls, you know? It's like we joke on this podcast that everybody when we start talking about the routines and things of our guys playing hockey, we're like, actually, they are like toddlers when you think about
seriously.
It.
Very weird.
So it's hilarious. It's funny for me because I knew you guys just without kids. Like, you know, I always joked, I'm like, Uncle Shane's here, because he was always the one having the blood. Like, he's just always playing with my boys and just having a good time. And so to see him, you know, become the father figure, I just,
it's
like,
crazy.
Die to be there to witness it, because it was just, you guys are the life of the party. And but I do see that that hasn't changed, because I've seen Daxi at a concert with you guys.
Daxi goes where we go, so if we can't find a sitter, he's coming along.
I love that so much.
Where has he gone so far?
He's gone to a bunch of dinners, a Brooks and Dunn concert. Just wherever we have plans, and he just comes along. A couple hockey games, I couldn't get sitters. It is what it is. Oh, we came to a surprise party for Brent Burns, his 40th birthday party. Dax was there. So he just goes with the flow.
Is he in like a baby carrier? Is Shane wearing him in like a hangover baby carrier?
Of course. Of course.
What's the name of the baby?
Baby Carlos.
Yeah,
baby Carlos. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Well, I love witnessing you guys transition into this part of your life. And I think we need to take it back, though, for people that don't know you guys. And I actually don't really know y'all's like beginning story. But Shane being from Florida, you guys are playing Florida in this series. Like, how did his hockey career kind of evolve being from there, and then where you came along in it, sort of thing?
Yeah, so he born and raised in Florida, but he ended up going to prep school in Connecticut for his last couple years of high school for hockey, and then went on to Union College, which is where we met in college, and he played hockey there. And then from there we've been to Philly, then Arizona, then Carolina, then Detroit, now back to Carolina.
You've been all over. I feel like before we met you. Yeah. Kat can relate.
Can relate going all over. Do we have, obviously you love Carolina, but do you have like a favorite place in between then?
Well, Arizona was great in terms of like lifestyle. It was just so much fun. I had like the best friends there. I mean, hockey was, you know how hockey was in Arizona, but like my life was great there. But then I feel like, Jules, we had a really special group last year in Detroit. Like that was one of my favorite seasons. Like I felt like on the ice, off the ice, we just had the best time.
It was the best time. I will second that.
All my experiences have been like so different. Like before that, we were in Philly for like 7 years and we like made that like home. We stayed there during the summers. Like I worked there at the children's hospital. So I just feel like there's been such different phases of our lives, but we've honestly loved everywhere we've been.
It's like really nice to reflect on like the places you've been. You don't have to just be like the place we're at right now is the best one. You know what I mean? Like, you
can be like, no, they've all been so different.
Yeah. And it's literally all great people that you've met and and now you're here because of Julie.
I love it. I do think that reflecting on all the different cities, like it's hard when you're in it. You only are kind of thinking about your one thing that you're in it, but the years that have passed and your time in Philly, there's the pros and the cons of all of it. And you like you developing, like you being able to work in Philly because it was just like an established relationship y'all had there with the team. And that must have felt so nice. What were you doing for work there?
I was a nurse in the pediatric ICU.
Oh, my goodness. That, you must have, like, seen some crazy things.
Yeah.
I can't. All those. I've been in a lot of pediatric ICUs. Not ICUs, but pediatric ERs. And that's traumatic enough. Takes a special heart, Gina. I don't even think I knew that part about you.
Have you been able to take that to Carolina or anything? Or?
So
maybe with the baby, no?
Yeah, so I went on to get my master's. So I just like finished my nurse practitioner last summer and took my boards, but have just taken a little pause in my career now that I have Dax, and I'll resume it one day.
I also things that like are, I feel like when we hear your guys' name, it's always related to charities in the cities that y'all have lived in. It's evident that whatever city you guys are in, you dive in full force, whether it's with the team and the locker rooms and getting together with the wives, but also in the cities to make them feel more like home. Can you talk about some of the charities and things that you guys have done just across the league in different towns that y'all lived in?
Yeah, honestly, when we were in Philly, we were like super involved there. There were so many great opportunities. And one of our favorite charities is the SPCA in Philly. We just have like the best relationship with them. We still talk to them all the time. One of the women who like runs it there just sent like Dax like a cute little baby gift. So we really have built like such a great relationship with them. And anything we could do for like animals or anything is something that's like super special to us and close to our hearts.
Is that you have three Frenchies?
Yeah, right? two now, but yeah, we had three. We lost our little girl this past summer, but dogs are just like, we have the biggest heart for animals.
That's so special. It's so special that you still keep in touch with those people, that you develop those bonds with. That's just like this whole hockey world, I feel like. You know, it's what makes those cities so special is the connections that you make, whether it's through like the charity things or the girls, and it's just like family. And like Uncle Shane was to us, that's like, I just love that we even got 1 year together because it just makes it so much more special. And, you know, we got to see Shane after the game here in Detroit, and the boys just loved getting to hang all over him and, you know, punch him. Things like that.
Okay, so I've never met Shane. Can I get like a personality trait of Shane? Like
he's like right behind the computer too, so you have to say it in front of him.
He's a fun time. I'll say he's sometimes a little dramatic. I feel like that's a good word to describe him.
I think it's quite perfect.
Love that.
But no, he's just like always like positive vibes, good time, just funny. He just goes with the flow, but sometimes a little dramatic.
Who doesn't love a little drama though?
I want to know more.
Shane is the life and the glue of the party. Let's just put it that way. Like, and Gina, like they are the first to come, last to leave, and like the keeper of all people together. That is the only way to describe you guys. And
I love that.
Shane is just always in the middle of it. Like, if it's the girls talking on the side, he's like, what's happening over here? But then he's like over with the six-year-old kids in the corner, and then he's over with the other group. It's like he just, you guys both have that gift of like connecting with all and just fun-loving spirits you guys have. It's,
I know, we're trying to keep it up now that we're parents.
Well, it's a hard task, but I kind of have no doubt that you guys are going to maintain the same. I mean, Daxie's going with you guys to Brooks and Dunn. You guys are setting you're at a good start.
Naps aside, it sounds like he has the energy for Dax, so that's great.
Yes, he does.
Is there anybody in the locker room in Carolina that kind of rivals Shane's personality?
Jordan Martinuk.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big personality.
Do they feed off of each other?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, they definitely do. Shane's definitely met his match.
I wish I could see this together. And then you guys just mentioned you went to Brent Burns' 40th birthday party. Is there anything else in that backpack that we need to know? Like, what all... Can you list everything that
I don't even know. I don't even know what's in there. I'm sure Shane could list everything, but it's always with him. It's always full to the top, but I couldn't even tell you what is possibly in there.
I heard there's a coffee maker in there.
Yes, no, Shane has said that. Shane has said a coffee maker.
I feel like he was in San Jose, and I just keep hearing like legendary stories about him from here, you know? So I feel like the 40th birthday had to have been like,
yeah, it was chill. It was a surprise party. It was really fun.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. No, I mean, he's a great time. Suze is a great time. She's the one who makes the jello shots for the girls every game.
Well, I feel like y'all need – the Carolina Hurricanes need to do, like, a series on, like, Mary Poppins' bag. Like, but what's
in – I know. I'm shocked they haven't.
It's, like the most asked question.
Very mysterious. Very mysterious.
When we were talking to Shane after the game here in Detroit, he walked by with him. Bowen's like, what's in that bag of yours? And he's like, you want to carry it? And Bowen was like, I could probably fit in it.
Oh, he definitely could fit.
It's so funny. Well, it's just, I love seeing you guys just thrive in Carolina. It's so fun to watch our friends, you know, achieve all the success and getting on to playoffs, you know. Obviously, we went on that run last year together here, and we, like, really believed. And just to see you guys over in Carolina, it's super fun and excited to cheer for y'all going into the Final Four here. I know that's so not exciting. What we call it.
I know. So Shane got mad at me the other day because I called it a tournament. He's like, it's playoffs. Don't call it a tournament.
Like, you call playoffs a tournament?
Yeah, I was like, what if the hockey tournament? He's like, playoffs. I'm like, okay. Sorry. He was really offended.
Okay, so did we grow up with hockey or?
No.
So you learned hockey like alongside Shane, just watching his career?
Yes.
This is why I love you guys, because I would have paid money to see him be like, tournament?
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you learned hockey by being with him and dating him. You didn't.
Yes.
That's me as well. Like I said, I had no idea if like Tyler had a good game if there was no score. You know what I mean? Like I had no idea. Like
no, and it's hard to tell, especially when they're on like when they play defense. Like Shane's a defenseman. It's like sometimes hard to tell. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just very hard to tell.
Head nod if we're in good spirits. Oh my gosh. Well, do you guys have anything like just same? Where does the series start for you guys?
It starts here tomorrow.
Oh, so big tailgate tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I love it. And you guys do you guys have any new playoff apparel? You know, the playoff jackets were a big deal this year.
Do we have a flavor of Jello Shot?
Yeah.
It's always red. I don't know what she puts in it, but it's always red and it's really good. We have new jackets that we got like midway through last round. So now they're black instead of red. So we're going to switch it up a bit.
I love this. They clearly have not been seen yet. So tomorrow we will be locked in to see what the do you guys, like, you know, it was like Lady Wings here, or like the Better Habs in Montreal. Like, what are the Hurricane group chat?
I don't know what if we the group have chat a name. Be? I think it's just name? Like, I think it's just Canes Wives. I don't even know Canes. What it's called, but I think we don't have a nickname.
I know. Like, it was like Lady Pens. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go through the whole Rolodex here.
Yeah, and Kat, Flyers, we were like one? The Fly Gals.
The Fly oh, Gals.
That's fun.
Oh, gosh. Maybe that's... we should stop.
Yeah, no, I think we're just like the we're just sharks. Really like,
sounds... the shark wags.
Yeah, no, I think it's like Lady Sharks. But yeah, sometimes there is a cool name. Sometimes.
Like, the Better Halves was like.
Better Halves. That's was cute.
Was the greatest. Yeah. Like. Anyways, well, that's exciting. We are just pumped for you guys. It's going to be wild. I just feel like we're at the point, well, kind of this whole playoff series was like, any team that loses is like, oh my God, but they should have won. Like, yeah. All of them.
It's been
so, so better wait, you quick, than us.
Yeah, seriously. Quick question. So his family being from Florida, like, is this a conflict of interest?
Oh, coming no. Up? No conflict of interest.
There's not no even Panthers fans.
Nope. Like, even his friends, one of his like best friends actually flew to Toronto and went to game 7 there. Like, big Panthers fan, cheering for the Panthers. But now it's go Canes.
So I'm assuming when you guys go down to Florida, will you travel down there for the games?
Like, I thought about it, but just with Dax, it's just yes. A lot. I also have just been like
bring
traveling
him to
like
Detroit.
Crazy these past few weeks, so I feel like we need to take a break.
I've got everything. Baby Dax will maintain his schedule. He will be fine. But let's go back to that. You were just in a friend's wedding overseas.
Yes, in France.
In France, and you just looked like you had the time of your life, but also like... Was that, like, crazy? Also, probably being away from your baby for that long for the first time and be, like, kind of during an important time of the hockey tournament. Yeah. Like, were you like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Or just, like, I'm checked out.
It was crazy with the timing. But, like, obviously I was in the wedding. I was committed. I was going. She's one of my best friends. Leaving Dax was a lot harder than I thought. But... I mean, he was in good hands. My mom was watching him. She's been with him, like, so much since birth, so he's so comfortable with her. So, like, he was taken care of. And then leaving Shane during round 2, that was just, like, crazy. But he played, like, so well. So I was like, should I come back? Should I stay in France?
Yeah. Maybe just, like, come visit in Detroit and we can see Dax and we can cheer on you guys. But...
Where was it in France?
It was in Perpignan, which is kind of like closer to Spain. So I actually flew into Barcelona and did a few days there too.
Yeah, see how the vibes go. And if you got to jet back to France, I think that's, you know.
Yeah, do I'll it take for one the cup. For the team.
Yeah, not bad. Well, we always love to wrap up with a quick shootout kind of question sort of thing just to get you you know, keep you on your toes and get some funny answers here. So off the bat, what are you and Shane watching right now on TV together?
The Valley. Dude, you probably don't know what that is.
It's so insane this year. It's so insane this year.
It's literally a dumpster fire.
Tyler's watching it with me as well. So, yes.
We're watching it. We're like, should we even be like laughing at this? Like, these are people's lives. But it's just like, it's wild.
I'm writing it down because I will forget.
I send you memes all the time. And I don't think you – yeah, I think you're just like, haha. I don't know
what you're talking about.
Honestly, any reality TV will crush.
It's on a – it's Bravo. It's a spinoff of Vanderpump. Oh,
so it's reality TV. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of Vanderpump, and it's like actually insane. The season's just –
Do I need to know those people? So I need to do like the whole Vanderpump thing.
I think you can just start it.
You could just start it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
That's
funny. I'm glad that we're both watching that together. Most used emoji.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm not really a big emoji person. I guess a smiley face. Like, so basic. I don't know. I feel like I send that to like my babysitter a lot. Like, thanks, smiley face. Like, I'm not really a big emoji girl.
I am like the crazy emoji person. Sometimes Same. I have to like chill it down when I'm like sending it to a like teacher. I'm like, okay, no emojis. Just period.
What's your most used emoji?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh my gosh.
Pull up your phone.
Yeah, okay. Wait, is it like the top left one?
I think like go to like text one of us and see what the first thing. It's actually very interesting if you think about that.
Oh, well, today I was doing a lot of the crying face thing, you know, like the like.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, I do that.
But it was like good tears. It was like happy tears, happy news. A lot of different colored hearts in there. It just depends on who I'm talking to.
I feel like that's a lot of like us also with all the teams, the different. It's like,
Yeah. I'm all over the place, but today it was the crying. Okay, what is your biggest pet peeve about Shane?
Oh my God, there's like so many. My biggest?
Love the honesty.
I know, it's like little annoying things. My biggest pet peeve, I mean, ever since becoming a mom, like my pet peeve's just when he like naps and I'm just like looking at him napping on the couch and I'm just like,
How could
you be sleeping right now? But I don't know, just like little annoying things. He could be like super annoying, like in like a kid way, I feel like.
I get that. You're just like, you want him to be serious and you're just
fun energy, but sometimes tone it down maybe.
Yeah, sometimes like, oh my God.
Okay, well, fave thing about Shane.
My favorite thing about Shane is he makes me laugh so much and he's so generous. Those would probably be my two favorite things. Nice tie.
It's lovely.
It's the best. Okay, do you have any new mom advice for anyone out there listening that's a new mama?
New mom advice. I'm still figuring it out.
I know, but you got 4 months under your belt.
I know. I feel like give yourself grace and just, I don't know, it gets better. Like every time like you're in like a, oh my God, he's not sleeping. Oh my God, he's not eating good. Like I just feel like give it time and just give yourself grace and like it always gets better.
I couldn't agree more with that. Like the whole gracing and like the, like they're always phases. It's not the end all be all. Like if he's not sleeping for a couple of nights, like it's a phase and it'll be fine. Like you might have to switch some things up, but it's a phase. And then just like grace with yourself, because like honestly you don't feel like you're out of it until like 4 months. You're like, oh, I kind of feel like I'm like back to my normal self.
Send me back to normal.
And then there's just takes a time. New normal.
Favorite vacation you guys have taken together?
We went to Italy last summer when I was pregnant with Dax. We didn't know though. And that would be my favorite vacation. We went to Capri. We went to Tuscany. We did like wine tastings. Yeah, amazing. Last summer in Italy.
Oh, I love that. Ideal date night that Shane would take you on.
Honestly, he cooks for me all the time. So I feel like that's our date nights. Like they're mostly spent in and he cooks dinner for me every single night. So.
All right. What is he cooking?
Yeah. More.
Everything. He cooks me steaks, chicken. I don't cook. Like I have not cooked for him once this season. So
incredible. So he just like, is he like a recipe guy or he's just a real?
Oh yeah. He finds something on TikTok. He makes it 10 times more complicated than it has to be. You know, he's like garnishing.
I wonder if him and Jeff discuss this. Cause that is like Jeff to a T. He is like Mr. Recipe.
Yes.
Like, oh, we need parsley. I'm like, it's literally just for the garnish. We don't need it.
That's Shane.
Well, lucky us.
Yeah, lucky you girls.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
That's fabulous. I love that. Okay, favorite sport other than going to see Shane play? Like, what other sport would you like to go to in your free time?
Probably baseball for, like, a good hot dog, I would say.
And what team?
Oh, I guess the Yankees because I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our techie devices. What is your most used app on your phone and what are you doing? Are you like a TikToker?
Or
are you
no, I don't have TikTok. Shane has TikTok. He's a TikToker. I saw how addicted he got to it, and I said, I'm not downloading that app. So
that's so funny.
Literally same. Ty goes on like an hour scroll, and I'm like, what is this scroll? Like, what is this?
Yeah,
it's a whole different world over there, guys. Truly.
Mine, I guess, would be Instagram. I just scroll.
Same.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I like Instagram a lot. Okay, and finally, favorite way to spend an off day.
Favorite way to spend an off day. There's so many nice parks around here, so we will go for walks a lot, and we have like a favorite coffee shop down the street. So that's what most of our off days are. We like get up, we go grab a coffee, we take a walk, and then we go grocery shopping. And yeah, it's like every off day, it's the same thing.
I love it. It's the
normal. Just so peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just getting to do the like everyday things together on days off. Like they feel so good.
They feel so good and like so normal.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love the life that y'all are building there in Carolina. And it's just so fun just to catch up with you, Gina.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I miss wine nights in your basement.
I know. We had some good times with the Gostas beers and our wine nights. We're going to do a couple of them this summer. So if you're ever passing by, you know where to come.
Wait, one last question. Now that she said your last name, how long did it take for you to like get spelling down?
God, I always have to spell check myself every time I go to do it. Because I start off with Ghost because we
know everyone does. Everyone puts the H in it.
The H,
and that's and then, his nickname, right? Because
And then I write like the whole spelling of what I think it is, and I'm like, there's too many letters, so I have to like go back and I'm like, do I remove the H or the I or the? I'm like,
no one ever another spells E. Right.
Yeah, and now I got it. Not that
and
it's
my
on
maiden
the
name
for
was
me.
So easy to spell. It was Valentine. It was so easy to say, so easy to spell.
And then
the things you do for love.
Yeah, I love it. GG. Well, thanks again, Gina, for coming on. Good luck to Shane. Have fun at y'all's tailgate tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited. You better be cheering for us. You better be rooting for us.
We are rooting for all of our friends. So, yep. You know, that's our PC answer here.
Yeah, post the tailgates, though. Post the tailgates. We want to see it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll post tomorrow.
And the new jackets. Oh, let us leak your jackets. Let us have the first leak of them.
Okay. I'll send you a pic.
There we go. First scene here.
Offside.
Completely offside.
Yeah, completely offside.
All right.
Well,
thanks,
nice
Gina.
To meet you. Thank you so much
nice
for coming
to meet
on.
You, too. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun. I love when she's talking about Shane being dramatic because right when you asked her to describe him, I'm thinking like, what is she going to say? What is she going to say?
And I wanted more tea, but like it kind of felt like he was in there and like I didn't really know what she meant by dramatic.
Don't you? No, get like a funny dramatic, like kind of like wants to know like what's going on with the girls, but then like goes, you know, like he knows what's happening everywhere. He's the best. But anyways, pop quiz. Now that we talked about how difficult their last name is to say and spell, can you spell Gostas Bear? Cat.
Okay. So I looked at it like 500 times today on the flight here.
It doesn't help.
It does not help. Okay. She said ghost, but there's no H.
Oh, okay.
So it's G-O-S-T-I. Oh, no. And then there's a B here, B-E-H-E-R-E. So what did I miss in between?
An S.
Okay. Bridget with an S. And Jamie.
So say it like a spelling bee.
Gossisphere. Oh, my God. I actually used to love the spelling bees, to be honest. Like, how fun was it?
All right. Let's go.
Gossisphere. G-O-S-T-I-S. Oh, no. Oh, no. Be here. B-E-H-E-R-E.
Be here. That's what I had to remember too. Yeah. Okay. You got it. Great job. 10 points for Kat.
We
actually should do this. We should start doing like a can you spell so-and-so's last name?
So-and-so's name. I mean, there's so many people, even like girls that I've known for years and years and years and years that I like have to just keep, you know, like looking back up. Like it's there's some crazy names.
It's hard. They just go by nicknames or the ghost emoji, which we always used with them. So
I love that.
That's so funny. I'm so excited to see kind of their whole tailgate vibes. I think that's so cool that they get to do that.
The jealousy in me, like, you know, because yes. as sports girlies, like, yeah. that they tailgate was
that would be epic.
Cool. Anyways.
Yeah, pivoting to next week's episode, which is going to be a little bit off timing with Memorial Day holiday.
Yeah. So we're not going to release an episode on Tuesday because it's Memorial Day. So we're not going to shoot on Memorial Day weekend. But we keep teasing bringing Jeff on.
Jeff and Tyler. He has to be with like a support dog.
Yeah.
Like, so he needs Golden Retriever Tyler.
And offside questions. I mean, I know we pulled it the other day, but we ended up having this great guest today. So we're pivoting again, yet again. I am excited to have them. I feel like we got so many good questions for them. And I think we should play some fun games against each other.
Yeah, so it's happening. Next week, Jeff and Ty are going to join their wives. Officially.
So keep the questions coming. Like, we got so many good ones, like, with the questions box, but just DM the Instagram because we...
Totally. So that'll be next week here on the pod. We'll release it either Wednesday or whenever our Bob tells us we're going to release it. It'll come out. So
it's next week at some point.
Yeah. We're definitely going to lure them in, and we got to do like a wine tasting to get Jeff in here after dark. So that's up next week. Go back and listen to previous episodes. There's so many great chats we had with girls and just everybody throughout the league. And it's just so fun to hear everybody's story. So go back, take a listen. Let us know some of your favorite guests. And I know it sounds silly, but please leave us a review on the little portal. I don't even know what you call that. the place where you leave reviews on podcasts. Please do that. It will mean so much to us and help us out. Like, subscribe, do all the things, and thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time. I hate when I say that.
We'll see you next time on Never Offside.